quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Hey, everybody. It's that time again. Sports Overnight America, a different kind of show. We are heard everywhere. And you can email us at sportsfred@aol.com. Sirius 217, XM 203, all those apps. Sports Byline, Sports Map, American Forces Radio. Radio station including KSHB 1400 in Las Vegas, Nevada. Art Source at 128 years of age will be with us. Laura Snoke, attorney, will be with us. Mark Mancini, the world's worst sports handicapper, will be with us. Special guest Nick Green, How to Watch Soccer Like a Genius, Amazon.com. And he went a different direction as far as soccer is concerned, or football is concerned. We'll talk to Nick a little later. And also, of course, we'll play Barron Sports Trivia, Laura's favorite part of the show. But first, when I first read this, I said, oh, it's kidding. It's an AI thing. It's a joke, right? It's not. Steroid games next week in Las Vegas. They call them the enhanced games next week in Las Vegas. Came up with by a guy from Australia, Aaron D'Souza, a couple years ago. He expected 2,000 athletes. Instead, he's got about 100. Track, field, swimming, and weightlifting next week in Las Vegas. So based on the name, you guessed it, you can take drugs. You can take steroids. Now, who's going to judge this? Can you take this steroid or that steroid? The FDA. Who runs the FDA? Cheryl Hines' husband runs the FDA. Give me a break. You believe this is possible in 2026? I guess anything is possible in 2026. And then I go to Lane Kiffin, formerly of Oxford, Mississippi, now in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, who indicates the reason he left Mississippi was because they weren't diverse enough in Oxford, Mississippi. So what he's saying is white people took more advantage of black people in Oxford than they do in the state of Louisiana. Well, Lane, let me tell you, I can't believe what you said, but that's going around the world in 2026. Lane Kiffin moved for one reason, or two reasons. Money for himself and money in NIL. Does he give a blank blank about diversity? Give me a call. Email, sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. We can talk about that and a whole lot more. LA Times, Thursday, headlines. Will LeBron stay? Can the Dodgers turn it around? And a trans athlete getting harassed by fans of others in the state of California. All straight away on Sports Overnight America.
At Kohl's, spring style starts with the season's best shoe sale and continues with 15% off the rest of your looks. But with great outfits from Kohl's, what happens next is unexpected. Strangers ask where you shop. The breeze feels like it's blowing just for you. Your kids pose for photos willingly. Yep, great spring outfits can do that kind of thing. Find yours at Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Select styles. Offers end April 26th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. sportsbettingclaim.com.
Are you 50 or older? This news is for you. The CDC recommends you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at risk. People 50 or older are over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia compared to adults 18 to 49. Just one shot can help protect you. Learn more and schedule at VaxAssist.com. That's VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Staples presents Celebrations Made Easy.
I was throwing a party for the twins and had custom invites and a banner printed at Staples. And that's when I saw Party City is now at Staples.
Party City? No way!
Yep. So now Staples has all your printing needs and everything you need for a party.
Everything times two.
Yeah, and now at Staples, save 40% on custom cards, photo gifts, wrapping paper, banners, and more.
Big news! Party City is now at Staples.
That was easy.
Shop Staples in-store, online, or on the app. In 613, exclusions apply.
You can swirl it, you can sip it, but the best way is to share it. Hey, y'all, I'm Deanna, a team member at my local Chick-fil-A. And a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich and new frosted sodas and floats is how well they go together. You get that bold flavor of the Coke mixed with the smooth deliciousness of the vanilla ice cream. You have a juicy filet and a smooth, creamy float. It's an awesome pairing.
Order a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich and a new frosted soda and float at your local Chick-fil-A restaurant. Real team member paid for their testimonial.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. Later, we'll talk to Nick Green, how to watch soccer like a genius, Amazon.com, major bookstores everywhere. But right now, I want to talk about how I opened this show this evening on Sports Overnight America, talking about the Enhanced Games taking place in Las Vegas next week. And you can take all the drugs you want. Art, any thoughts?
Wow, sounds like a lot of fun. I mean, I don't know. Do they have the East German doctors over there with the HGH and the whole shot? I mean,
that was, they'll all be helping you. Yes, they
you
will.
You know, and you brought up the American Medical Association and, you know, the people in charge of all that. You know, I have a real problem with that a little bit because, you know, I thought a lot of these things were kind of like banned in a lot of situations. So, I mean, do they actually do weightlifting? I mean, is it like the East Germans in the pool in the 70s? I mean, how many different events are there, Fred?
Not many. There's just some track and field events, some weightlifting, and some swimming events. And they've got doctors okaying these specific steroids. But the bottom line is steroids cannot help you.
No, we've proved it. I mean, Lyle Alzado, Mark Yasno, we've seen a lot of things in the past that have showed that you know, steroids in the long run are not going to be beneficial to anybody. But yeah, it's kind of scary. What do you think, Laura? I mean, have you ever heard anything like this?
No, you know, I have, you know, one of the you guys all know I'm pretty much on the left. And one of the criticisms of leftists is that they tend to want to have a nanny state. But I'm actually more of a libertarian, I think, on drugs, because I think that illegal drugs, like illegal alcohol, has caused more problems than it's solved. And if I had, you know, there's a lot of issues to unpack, but in general, I think that steroids are legal, but I think drugs should be legal. I think people should have to make their own decisions. I mean, some of the most destructive drugs we have, alcohol and tobacco, are legal. And other drugs, which are much, much less lethal, are illegal. And it's all based on politics and who makes money and who wants to have a corner on the market. You know, human beings have ingested substances since we have recorded history. I mean, if you read the Bible, it's all about wine and, you know, and things. So I don't know. As far as this athletic endeavor, yeah, it's just weird to me. It just seems weird. I don't know.
Laura, all I think about is Matthew Perry and hundreds and thousands of others who have died from taking drugs like this. So,
and those were legal drugs.
In this whole fentanyl
illegal drugs.
Yeah.
I mean, so the fact is that illegal drugs just creates criminal cartels. Legal drugs as well.
I think it is a way. It is a way to you know obfuscate the whole money situation too. I mean, you don't know where all these hundreds of millions of dollars go to eventually. I mean, and the other thing,
look at all these decades where marijuana was like reefer madness, you know, and those of us who may have used marijuana knew that that wasn't true. And no. Now marijuana is pretty much legal across the country.
And medicinally, they're using it.
Untoward effects. I mean, other than there were before when it was illegal, except for there's less criminals, you know, profiting off of it.
All right. So
this is another part of it.
Let me ask you guys a question. Let me ask you. You've got a doctor. You're paying the doctor a lot of money. He's okaying your steroid. You say to him, I need to be a little quicker. So he'll give you another steroid. At what point is he killing you?
Well, but isn't that something that the criminal system and the civil court system should work out? I mean, why should the government tell you whether or not you can take a legal substance?
Well, you know, the whole thing with Matthew Perry and you know, it's sad, but at the same time, you're not going to stop these drug addicts or whatever for getting drugs. They're going to find ways to get it. The biggest surprise looking at this whole trial that's going to take place, they've been putting these guys away is, yeah, they're guilty. But how about the guy that keeps taking the drugs? He's dead now, but still. Yeah. I mean, where are the repercussions?
Wasn't that involving something called ketamine, which I know nothing about?
Which is a legal drug.
It is.
It's not illegal. In fact, ketamine is prescribed to help depression. He was prescribed it. The point was he ended up taking more.
How can Elon Musk be
Elon Musk is a very big taker of drugs.
That's what I'm saying.
Thank God, I never did drugs. They never made money on me on that.
But here's the bottom line. The enhanced games are promoting it, giving you money. If you do well, you're going to go out of your way to do well. Aren't you going to take more
and
more?
People want to participate in it. You know, they want to do whatever damage they do to their bodies. It's kind of up to them. Isn't it? I mean, don't people have to take some sort of agency in what they do with their lives?
I would hope to think so. That's the other part of it. Taking personal responsibility for yourself and doing what's right. I mean, you know, I think moderation is another thing that people have lost a little bit of sight of in our society. I mean, if you do something every day that probably isn't good for you, I think that's going to catch up to you fairly quick.
Yeah.
I think at some points you have to understand that some people are nuts. And because of that, I think you do have to watch out for them.
Fred, how long did it take you to figure that one out, Fred?
That went with accountability and communication.
Yeah, I agree with you. Okay, email us, sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. Talking about out of their mind, Lane Kiffin. Now the coach at LSU indicates the only reason he left Oxford, Mississippi for LSU is because Oxford wasn't diverse enough for him and for some of the athletes. Art, what do you think of that? You're a Trojan. Tell me.
Wow, Lane Kiffin. I got to tell you, I think somebody should put a moratorium on his comments at certain points in time. Because, I mean, basically comparing Mississippi and Louisiana as not being, you know, in a certain DEI or a certain way, you know, I think that's been going on since the 1820s, and I don't think it's changed a whole lot. But, I wonder about that guy. I really do because, I mean, he left a team that was going to the playoffs that he had built for five seasons down there and turned a program around. I give him credit for that. His dad was one of the great defensive minds, the designer of the Cover 2 defense. And, you know, then you look at Lane and – He's an interesting character, but I guess you know what? If they put a mic in front of you, you got to have something to say.
Laura, you believe Lane Kiffin left Mississippi because he cared about his athletes, cared about diversity?
You know, if you look at what Louisiana is doing after the Supreme Court gutted the Voting Rights Act, I would hate to say Louisiana is a paragon of diversity. So
there you go.
Give me a break. That's all I say. Give me a break.
Mark, what do you think? You're a religious guy. You think he's very religious and worried about?
I don't know if he's very religious, but he seems wherever he goes, he puts his stamp on a program. He wins. I mean,
he won a lot of games with the Raiders, didn't he?
Well, you know, sometimes the transition from college to the pros is tough. Just ask Jerry Tarkanian, God rest his soul. You know, so it's hard to make that because now you're talking about guys that are making more money than you.
Let me ask you this, Mark, honest to goodness.
Yeah.
Do you think that the football in college, it comes down to who you recruit and how good you are at being able to pay guys to play for your program? Because it seems to me that money has a whole lot to do with college football and pro football. Well, they're both pro football in reality.
I do. I think the recruiting plays a big part. I think if you can play for a coach that's got a winning track record.
Because I played for these guys, we had 17 guys get drafted.
Yeah.
You know, when we won the national championship and I graduated. So, you know, that was the big difference.
But let me throw the question to you guys. Don't you think the SEC now with basketball, baseball and football is starting to dominate the rest of the country?
I think the Big Ten has actually made the biggest move in the last two or three years.
Well, they have it in college. But I'm talking about when you look at baseball down there, man, it is just...
About softball, too. I mean, the girls are unbelievable.
Yeah.
Go Bruins. All right, we'll take a break and come back and play some Barron Sports Trivia, Laura's favorite part of the show, all straight away, right now, on Sports Overnight America.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, Sadly, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. And later, Nick Green will be with us. How to Watch Soccer Like a Genius, Amazon.com, major bookstores everywhere. But before we begin, Art Source at 128 years of age, it's got to be tough for you in the middle of the night to answer these questions, discuss sports and anything else. What do you take to answer these questions correctly?
Well, I try to take this new professional formula of Prevagen. It's been fantastic. We're going on 4 years on this stuff. And, you know, like I joke about every once in a while, sometimes you want to forget certain things. So, you know, it does help. It keeps things moving. But, you know, when you're up to all hours of the night trying to, you know, talk sports and everything, you want to make sure your mental facilities are fairly clear. So I say if you have any problems where you go upstairs and you forget what you came upstairs for, remember that plaque can build up in the brain and this will break it on down. And so look up the good folks at Prevagen.
All right, Laura, you ready for your first question on Barron Sports Trivia?
I'm ready. I've boned up on trivia all week.
You don't have your Dodger. You don't have your Dodger cap.
She didn't do. Oh yeah. We're
impossible to bone up on trivia.
I'll ask you a Dodger question, anyways. Most homers allowed by a Dodger pitcher lifetime. Most homers allowed by a Dodger pitcher lifetime. Laura, Dodger fan, who might that be?
I know.
I think I might know this one.
Everybody knows the answer but me. So why are
Steve Garvey's best friend,
Yep. I was just about ready to say that. Darn it, Artie.
Laura, who?
I'll pass it.
How about if I give you a hint, Laura?
No, he don't broadcast, give it.
He broadcast baseball for the Atlanta Braves before passing away.
Laura, do you have any idea?
I don't.
Mark,
I told you I'm really bad at trivia.
There was
as
Big
I have
Don,
demonstrated yeah.
Wait a minute,
every week.
Listen, there was Big Don and Little.
Come on,
Mark. Do you know the answer?
I got the answer.
What is it?
It's Don Sutton.
Don Sutton gave up 322 home runs. Drysdale gave up a mere 280. And that's the way it goes. As far
hey,
as
I was going to ask you, I'm not really big in the '60s in baseball because my whole realm was the '70s, but I'm reading a book now. It's called The Era. I don't know if you guys have heard it. The Yankees, Giants, and Dodgers in the heyday.
We might get the author on the air.
The author was Kahn.
Roger Kahn. Oh, that was a long time ago. Roger's passed.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's going to be hard to interview him, Fred. We're going to have to go 1-800-HEAVEN.
We can do anything on Sports Overnight America. We take Prevagen. There's
No.
All right, Mark, you ready?
Yeah.
Since you're talking about that, most homers against the Dodgers lifetime. Of course, in one of our last shows, we discussed the player that's still playing today and Paul Goldschmidt, who's hit the most at 36. But lifetime, who hit the most homers against the Dodgers? He's no longer playing.
I'm going to go Barry Bonds.
Barry Bonds. Most of them with Pittsburgh or most of them with the Giants?
With the Giants. I wanted to see my idol, Willie Stargell, who owns the record of putting two in your parking lot. But I'm going to go Barry Bonds.
Art, is that correct?
You know, that's a great, great guess, but I'm going to go in a different direction. I'm going to go with a guy who played a lot of games at Ebbets Field his first 6 years, which was a bandbox, and he played for the Giants, and his name was Willie Mays.
Willie Say Hey Mays, is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So, Laura, one of them is correct.
I was gonna say
Willie Mays. So as usual, Art stole my thunder, but I'm gonna say Willie Mays.
Mark, I hate to say this, but you've proven again you are among the world's worst sports handicappers.
Oh shoot, I thought it was
Willie Mays gave up 98 Willie Mays hit 98 against the Dodgers. Hank Aaron hit a mere 93 against the Dodgers.
I mean, I watched Hank hit a bunch of them at Dodger Stadium. Yeah, that's true.
I get so few trivia questions right, and this is what I could have gotten right.
You got it right. You had it the whole way. I believe you.
She went with you and said, hey, Mark, get out of here.
But I will tell you this. I would have loved to have watched Willie Mays take batting practice in Ebbets Field back in the early 50s. I think that would have been colossal.
Or you could have watched Home Run Derby in the early 60s.
That was fun. I watched all those.
Yeah.
I felt sorry for the people that had houses behind left field there.
Willie beat my Duke on Home Run Derby in either 60 or 61. We lost Mark Scott too early.
Fred, you know Bill Brown.
Yes, very well.
He broadcast the – I would have loved to see the Reds in 76. That offensive machine during batting practice. Oh my God.
Tony Perez. I mean, come on. Yeah, you're right. Johnny Bench.
Bill Brown, of course, with the Reds, and then, of course, all those years with the Astros. He hired me at FNN Score to take over for him as program director in 1985. Bill Brown – a very nice man. Politically, we're on opposite sides, but we don't talk politics.
He and Larry Durker are really close. I think they did a lot of broadcasts together for the Houston Astros.
30 years, more than that. Okay. Yeah. Art, are you ready?
Yeah.
More of Barron Sports Trivia. All right. We all know Branch Rickey left the Dodgers to go to the Pirates, and he stole Roberto Clemente for the Pirates soon afterwards. Where'd he come from? Which team was he general manager of before that?
Before he went to the Pirates?
Before he went to the Dodgers.
I think I know this.
I want to say the Boston Braves.
The Boston Braves. Laura, is that correct? Boston Braves, according to...
No, you know what? I'm wrong. It was the St. Louis Cardinals.
Ah, you took it out of me. Darn it.
Hang on.
I'll go with the...
Oh, shoot.
Laura, is it the St. Louis Cardinals or Boston Braves? You're right.
I'm going to go with the Cardinals.
It's the St. Louis Cardinals.
Yep, I knew it. It's the Cardinals.
Should we give Art credit for that or no?
Yeah, well, I'm not allowed to change my mind, but I thought about it first.
I'm going to get this. Gosh, the Cardinals.
All right, Art is correct. Laura is correct. And Mark is correct on Sports Overnight America. Later, of course, we'll talk to Nick Green, How to Watch Soccer Like a Genius. He picked up the book at Amazon.com. Major bookstores everywhere. Laura, you ready?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
Your good friend Ronald Reagan did play-by-play for which Major League Baseball team?
Oh.
Don't say anything.
I know this.
I don't know.
Laura, I'll give you a hint.
I have forgotten that he actually did play-by-play.
Laura, I'll give you a hint.
Yes.
You definitely should know this.
I know.
Okay, what's the hint? Oh, Dodgers?
No. Where are you born?
Oh,
I was born in Duke. Are you saying Chicago?
What is it?
Are you saying a team in Chicago?
Chicago Cubs.
Yep.
Chicago Cubs.
Art says Cubs. Laura, White Sox or Cubs?
I'll just say White Sox.
White Sox. Mark, White Sox or Cubs?
I love you, Laura, but I got to go with the Cubs. It's the Cubs.
Laura, you keep your streak going. It's the Cubs. All right.
You started off in Iowa, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Davenport?
Not only that, I mean,
and isn't that funny when Iowa also got him into the presidency as well?
I gotta
tell you, Reagan, as he got older, he aged pretty darn well. You know that?
Really?
Well, his brain did and his body.
Well, no,
yeah,
but
his body did. He had the 3x5 cards in his pocket. I mean, it was like when Biden had everything written down on those, and they have a picture of the writer, and he'd go, George, you're up the next question.
Let me ask you a question. On Facebook recently, the old What's My Line shows are popping
up.
Love that. My mom and my dad and myself, sometimes after Ed Sullivan on Sunday night when I was growing up, would watch What's My Line. Reagan was on that. He was fantastic. He was really funny. I mean, and there he didn't have the cue card. Of course,
Fred, you know that he was a devout Democrat for most of his life.
Yes,
he was a union. He was a union. He was head of the union.
Yeah, and General Electric, his show on TV. Yeah, it's a pretty interesting transformation. I guess if you get a certain amount of money, maybe that changes your perspective on things.
As he got older, we just got stupid. All right, or that. Okay.
Fred. I appreciate that.
We lived in a good room.
All right, it's Mark's turn. You ready?
Yeah.
1968 Olympic Games, Mexico City. This guy won the long jump. Not only did he win the long jump, at that point it was 27 feet and something. He overcame the 28, went to the 29. He doesn't have the record anymore, but he had it for many, many years.
Incredible.
Who was this guy that broke the Mexico City's 5,000 feet up? So it's, I guess, high. You can jump higher. But the point is, he set the record and he had fouled twice. So it was his last chance. Who was this guy that set the record long jump, formerly called the broad jump?
Well, it wasn't Alberto Del Rio, the WWE, or Mil Máscaras. I'm going to have to go Lewis.
Carl Lewis.
Yeah.
All right. Art is the Carl Lewis.
No, it was a guy that was pretty unknown named Bob Beamon.
BB. Bob Beamon. Is that what you're saying?
Wow.
Yeah.
Laura, is it Bob Beamon or Carl Lewis?
Artie went to school with him.
I'm going to go with Art's pick on this one.
You always go with Art picks against the not go with Mark's. I wonder
yeah.
why. You know, it's Bob Beamon. And let me just tell you a
story. I got some money under the table, you know.
Let me tell you a story before we go to break here. I heard an interview with Bob Beamon, and they asked him, you must enjoy watching your trophy, your medal for winning. He says, well, I sold it a few years ago at auction.
Art,
it's got to break your heart. No?
I mean, yeah. You're starting to see more and more of this, and we've talked about this. You know, they've done statistics on great athletes who, you know, with their big entourages and what happens, you know, 20, 50, 25 years down the line. And it's just so sad that you find so many of these guys, you know. I mean, I go back to one of the great pitchers in Major League Baseball history, J.R. Richard, who was sleeping under an underpass in Houston. And he was an incredible athlete who happened to have a heart attack at a young age. But I wonder if the sports ought to think more about long term with these guys, and maybe, you know, and agents too. I get a little upset at them because, you know, they should put some of this money away, 10%, 15%, so that these guys have something of an annuity to live on as they go through their lives.
They should defer the money. We got to take a break and come back with Nick Green and a whole lot more on sports over.
Chick-fil-A's new Frosted Sodas and Floats, it's a 10 out of 10. Hey, this is Lizzie, a team member at my local Chick-fil-A, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich and new Frosted Sodas and Floats is how well they go together. You will love having your favorite soda blended with our creamy ice cream to make a new Frosted Soda or Float. With the mix of the ice cream and soda fizz, it's so delicious, I call it fizzalicious.
Order a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich and a new Frosted Soda and Float at your local Chick-fil-A restaurant. Real team member paid for their testimonial.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. sportsbettingclaim.com.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Drivers who switch their home and auto with Progressive could save money and time. Other things try to do this, but they really don't. Like the touchscreen at fast food places. It's not like you save time because it takes you longer to use a touchscreen than, I don't know, someone who works there. And another thing, you'd think it would save money because they're not paying a cashier, right? But no, same price. Also, why is there an option to tip? Who am I tipping? Exactly. Anyway, even if you can't save money and time with some things, you could with a Progressive home and auto bundle. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers not available in all states or situations.
Hop in a John Deere Gator XUV for a day's work. Let's see what's on the to-do list. There goes the tree. And the fence.
Shelter out!
Not a problem. Because you've got a cargo box filled with solutions. Up to 4,000 pounds of towing capacity. And you're ready to roll.
The power's out!
Here we go again. The Gator XUV. Built for every kind of workday. Learn more at johndeere.com/GatorXUV. Nothing runs like a deer.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. It is Sports Overnight America, and we talk everything on this show, but we haven't talked soccer in a long time. Brand new book out, How to Watch Soccer Like a Genius. Authors Nick Green and Amazon.com, major bookstores everywhere. Nick, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me on.
You definitely went in a different direction here. What architects, not women, computer scientists reveal about the world's game. Nick, where did you get this idea?
Well, I don't have a good track record of staying on topic, I guess you could say that. And I like to take a real broad view of whatever topic I'm covering. I had a book on basketball called How to Watch Basketball Like a Genius, and this is a spiritual sequel to that. I reach out to experts in completely irrelevant fields and talk to them about how they watch the game, what they see, and I learn from that and include it and kind of use it as a way to sort of help me tell the story of the sport's history and its evolution.
You know, it's interesting. You used philosophers like Jean-Paul Sartre in your book here, and I'm saying to myself, now what the blank could that possibly have to do with soccer? Explain, Nick.
Yeah, Sartre actually used soccer himself. I didn't have to ask him, which is good because he's dead. But he sort of used a soccer team working together, you know, in pulling the same way for the common goal as a example of socialism, sort of an ideal example of socialism. He has a funny footnote in his argument about that, which is to say that the equation gets complicated by the presence of the other team. But nonetheless, he's not much of a sports nut from what I gather, but the one time I could ever find him using a sports as an example for something, it's soccer. Yeah, I try to find as many different sources, surprising sources, experts as I can. And that one was on the chapter, I believe, about teamwork and sharing.
Art Source, you played NFL football, but you didn't play football. You're on with Nick Green.
Well, you know, I grew up around the world, Fred, you know, as a military brat kind of, and I learned how to play soccer, which actually led to my kicking career. But one of the questions I wanted to ask Nick is, it's a great title for the book. I mean, we all try to be experts in sports, but the reality of it is, I mean, soccer basically is like all the great sports. It's 11 guys against 11 guys. And I've always had, I've loved it because I watched it on BBC, watched it on, you know, the different networks around Europe and everything. And we've got the World Cup coming up. So what are the three tips you could give the fans out there, the American fans who maybe not are quite as adept at understanding soccer as we are, you know, when they watch the World Cup and in soccer now?
Yeah, I think one good thing to do if you want a little appetizer, the Champions League final is coming up in a few weeks, and that'll be Arsenal versus Paris Saint-Germain. And that's going to be extremely high level, fantastic soccer. And I think that'll get people hopefully excited for the World Cup. This is going to be, you know, another tip would be just to keep in mind, this is the biggest World Cup ever. It's 48 teams. In 1998, they increased the World Cup to 32 teams, and people at the time were saying how bloated and overstuffed that was. So we're going all the way to 48. My guess is that will lead to more lopsided early group stage games. Who knows, but I think fans at home watching might notice there'll be some kind of crazy scores in the beginning. They should keep in mind that that's not normal, at least as World Cups are concerned. But who knows, you know, it's once you get to the knockout rounds, then it's single elimination. And as March Madness teaches sports fans, that makes usually for some crazy outcomes. Luck's going to have a big thing. And also, I guess the third thing to keep in mind is, you're a kicker, so I think you might be interested in this. One of the people I speak to for my book is a paleoanthropologist and a podiatrist from South Africa, and he's a guy who knows more about the human foot than anyone else. He knows all about its evolution, and I was fascinated to learn when I was talking with him that humans aren't really meant to kick. Our feet aren't made for kicking. They're for walking. They're for running. Kicking is a learned sort of unnatural behavior. He called it unnatural behavior. So when you're watching the athletes have incredible close control and magnificent moves with their feet, just know that none of that is natural, and it's even more impressive than it might even seem coming through the TVs.
Laura Snow, wow. Naturally, did you play soccer growing up in Chicago?
You know, I was a little too old for the soccer. I mean, it's just wow. My biggest regrets, because it would have been so much fun to play soccer. I guess, you know, Art sort of stole my question, but I was going to ask you, since you just said this about the, you know, that it's not natural for human beings to kick, which I think it is natural for human beings to throw. I mean, that seems like a real natural, you know, throwing a rock at some, you know, predator or something. How do the players train their feet to be able to withstand this unnatural activity?
Wow.
You know, it's some of them are just born with it, and they have naturally gifted feet. The sort of the skill that, if there's anyone listening who is the parent of a young soccer player, is if you learn to use both feet, that basically opens up a whole world of possibility as a player. You know, our feet, the way they're shaped, determines the way the curve of the ball when you kick it as hard as you can. And that curve is very important depending on which side of the field you're playing on. So people's positioning on the field often depends on their dominant foot. It's something that, the players train to do, but you'll notice even at the very highest level, there are certain players, and I'd say most players, who are very much one-footed. So if you can somehow early on learn how to use two feet, you're already way ahead of the game.
Wow. Mark Mancini, do your grandkids play soccer?
No, but I got an education, Nick, from my father-in-law, God rest his soul up there. So I can really talk soccer. And when I look at FIFA, I'm not a big fan of FIFA. And the reason
is
yeah, you know, I look at it like the NCAA. I mean, it's a thing that's going off a cliff because, you know, they've priced themselves out with the 28. There ain't no $28 tickets, first of all. Second of all, you could bring up 68 countries to this thing, and the same 10 countries will be there at the end. I mean, the Spains, the Argentinas, the Colombias, the Brazils. I mean,
the Italys.
Yeah, well, that's probably why I'm boycotting it.
Italians here. What do you mean the Italians are out already?
Well, here's the thing, Nick. The problem is you win a World Cup, you got to qualify. They should bring the countries in that have, you know, reputable tradition. And now they're trying to bring the Italians in after the whole Iran scandal. And the Italians kind of took Gary Templeton approach. If I ain't starting, I ain't departing.
Yeah. And But there's the politics of FIFA, and FIFA's all politics, and
all the
the
time.
yeah, and the and the president has to, you know, curry favor with every sort of member, federation, and organization. So the idea of replacing a team that's already qualified with another team is a complete non-starter. You know, mainly not for any good reason besides the FIFA president wanting to continue consolidating his power. And he needs as many votes as possible. And that's...
Can I follow up a quick question? You know, I remember the 94 World Cup. The Italians got beat by Brazil in the Rose Bowl. It came down to penalty kicks.
Mm-hmm.
We have this thing every 4 years. Why does it really have to come down to penalty kicks? Can't we have 20-minute time, you know, like a halftime thing, and then bring them back? It should Atlanta, and Baggio went wide on that one. And
so you don't like
it.
You don't like the kickoff or the where, I think it's one of the most exciting things in,
yeah,
in sports because.
So
go ahead.
I know I have a whole chapter on penalty shootouts. It's funny because it's what's that Winston Churchill quote about democracy? The best of all the bad.
Oh, wow.
The penalty seems to be the best of all the bad ideas when it comes to ending a game. They tried golden goal, which was, you know, no matter what, if it's a tie, there'll be 2 15-minute extra periods. And then if it's still a tie, it's a penalty shootout.
Cool.
They tried golden goal, which is essentially sudden death for a while. But then they found out that the teams, rather than encourage attacking play, it did the opposite. Teams thought, we're exhausted. We've been playing 90 minutes. Let's just sit back, wait for penalties. And then it's more or less a coin flip. We can go from there. So that had the opposite effect. Penalties... You know, it's weird. I kind of equate it to imagine if your driver's test, you got your driver's license based on how well you sang along to the song on the radio. you know, penalties, it rewards a very specific, small kind of
That's
event
funny.
In the game. But the thing is, it does, I agree, it makes for fantastic television. They even found out that, you know, the team that shoots second has a advantage. It could be, it's like 60-40. So it's not a 50-50 proposition. It has to do with tension and nerves and what's at stake, you know, at when you're going second versus going first. They mathematically solved that problem, and they figured out it would be A, instead of A, B, A, B, it'd be A, B, B, A, A, that kind of going on. And they tried it at a under-19 World Cup, a youth tournament, and it just made for terrible television.
They
weren't having to going back and forth. So penalties, like so many things, you know, isn't perfect, but because it's entertaining, it's going to stick around.
Without the
Nick,
Italian
hang
here.
On. Oh, hang on, we got 15 seconds. Nick, quickly in 15 seconds, how many people will ICE pick up during this World Cup? Over 100, over 100, over or under?
I hope ICE's trucks all simultaneously have dead batteries and their gas tanks are wiped clean and we don't have to worry about any of that.
Nick Green, How to Watch Soccer Like a Genius, Amazon.com, major bookstores everywhere. Nick, we'll have you on again. Thank you very much for appearing on Sports Overnight America.
That was awesome.
Thank you so much. Thank you, guys.
Nick. All right, back on with more on Sports Overnight America.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores.
Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. I'd like to thank Nick Green, author of How to Watch Soccer Like a Genius, Amazon.com, major bookstores everywhere. This week, hey, we know everything is money, 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 and ratings on TV, and such. But Wembanyama, technical foul, had to be suspended another game, except the NBA did not want that to happen because obviously they wanted San Antonio against Oklahoma City in the next round. That's what they got. And the bottom line is, Art, any comments? Did you not think that in normal circumstances, a normal player would have been suspended another game?
Does the word normal actually go for the Normal Basketball Association? I don't think so. I think the NBA has gone pure entertainment, and these guys are great athletes. Nobody could ever question that. But, I mean, you kind of get an idea, you know, and I'm kind of bummed because – I wanted Luka to be healthy, and I don't think the Lakers would have won the series. And we all talked about how everybody thought that there was a good chance they'd get swept, and they were. But you know, I'm real excited about watching what's going on in the Eastern Conference, because you know, whatever happens between Cleveland and Detroit, and of course the Knicks are pretty much already there. It looks to me, just to me, like, you know, it's going to be Oklahoma City against New York, and if it's going to be OKC in New York, that'll help the NBA get some ratings.
Laura, what do you think about Wembanyama? Should he have been suspended another game?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I didn't see the play, so I can't really argue about it. Can't really say anything educated about it. I actually think the playoffs have been great. I know maybe that's a minority opinion, but I've been loving watching the playoffs.
Mark, you disagree with Laura.
Yeah, I can't, you know, first of all, the Bucks are on.
I agree with her.
The Bucks are on, and if they get rid of the Greek Freak any day now and get a cachet of draft picks, I'll be happy. But it's a sport. I can't watch these games.
Neither can I, Mark. We agree on
that. Yeah, I love
all right,
it.
For Mark.
How about the last 5 minutes? Can you watch that?
Maybe. Hang on. You got to go. For Mark, for Art, for Laura, for Mario. More later, all night long. Sports overnight, America.